Kieran Tobin, Donegal minor captain. What was your verdict on that handsome victory there?
I was tough going there in the first half, and then obviously we had the numerical disadvantage, and you know, it's fantastic to get over the line now and look forward to an Ulster semi-final.
Yeah, it's been a hectic couple of weeks for you, but you're still standing one of the last four teams into the semi-final.
Yeah, you know, after that opening round defeat to Tyrone, it was a tough one to take, but you knew we had the back door, and you know, we got our mad there last week, and that was tight going, and you know, we picked ourselves up and we worked hard and we got the result there, and now we have to travel to Breffni today and to get another result. We're going to this massive momentum come forward for next 5 weeks.
Yeah, it was a really tough game against Armagh last week. Did you take a lot of confidence from that?
Yeah, you know, Armagh gave it up to us for a lot of the first half and in the second half. You know, obviously then they got the red cards, but you know, the momentum we were taking from that this week, we're no back at training. We knew then coming here, you know, we're full of confidence and thinking we'd be able to get a result, and that's exactly what we've done.
Yeah, you were 2 points up at half time, but you pretty much bossed that first half. You should have been further ahead.
Yeah, you know, there are probably things, you know, we have to look at. There's still room for improvement, you know, coming forward, and you're into the last four now. We'll look to keep going and keep pushing forward, and you know, keeping the scoreboard ticking was massive, and the clock up the points we did today was, you know, was a good sign for us.
Yeah, your clubmate Owen Dowling was pretty impressive there in midfield. A string of brilliant catches and 4 points as well.
That's what we have. We have Keelan and Owen in the middle, and you know, that's fantastic. You know, there's a pair in there and they're playing together for ages, and you know, to be able to have that kind of relief for somebody to catch the ball and do something like that there and still going forward and put over the bar, that's exactly what we need. And you know, there's a great bunch of lads around them, and we're all starting to click here now, and we're getting going.
Yeah, and the defence, you know, I think conceding just 1-7 there, goal in the last minute, I'm sure you used to be a wee bit disappointed with that, but a much better defensive effort as well.
Aye, you know, that's important. You know, as long, you know, we had Johnny there last week scoring the 9 points, while important that we keep them out at the back, and we're starting to keep the scores down, and we're going to just keep working hard and pushing forward, and we'll try our best in both defence and forwards.
Yeah, and you go forward now into the Ulster semi-final. A long wait now, 5 weeks. Does that change things for you, or will you be able to keep the focus for that time?
Oh, I think everybody keep the focus, you know, in Ulster semi-final, that's a massive thing for us, and you know, 5 weeks is a long time, but we'll have to just keep preparing and keep going hard at training now for the next 5 weeks. Our focus is just going to be solely on the semi-final and look no further than that.
And Monaghan defeated Tyrone, who beat yourselves, like, so they're a good team, and a couple of fellas still there from their victorious team last year.
Monaghan, you know, they're a serious outfit, and you know, Tyrone obviously beat us in the first day, and it is going to be tough, and it's hard to get over line, and there's some good teams, but we'll take confidence going into the game, and in the last four now it's anybody, so we'll just have to look forward to it and relish the challenge.